When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. When I was 16, and I'd taken my school exams with a whole bunch of us, that's an American expression, isn't it? They didn't know what to do with us for the last 2 weeks at the school, so they sent us all off on a local archaeological excavation for 2 weeks. And it was in June, and it was in England, and it was pouring with rain. And we arrived at 9 o'clock on Monday morning on the estate of Sir Giles Isham, who was in his 80s, and he was the last of a long line of aristocracy that traced its his ancestry way, way back into the medieval period. And he lived in a building called Lamport Hall, and he wanted to extend his greenhouses in his garden, on his estate. But before he could do so, he had to have an excavation to get the planning permission, because there'd been a skirmish there during the Civil War in the 17th century. So the local archaeological society arrived, and we all arrived one Monday morning, started taking off the turf, digging, and we'd been there about half an hour, must have been about 9:30 in the morning, and out of the rain came this gaunt figure wearing a long raincoat, waterproof hat, and a long shooting stick, and stood there at the side of the trench, stabbed the ground, and said, "Found anything interesting yet? My word, damn fine show. Carry on, chaps." Disappeared. After about 2 hours, the same figure came striding down the lawns, still pelting with rain, stood at the side of the trench. "Still here? Damn good show. Carry on, chaps. My word. Found anything interesting? Absolutely riveting, what?" Disappeared. A little while later, same figure arrives at the side of the trench. We were all standing there, up to our knees in mud, still pouring with rain. Must have been very dedicated at 16 years old. Didn't say anything at all. Just sort of walked around and stabbed the ground a bit more with his shooting stick. And then, after a little while, he said, "Is it to 12? So we all looked at our watches, and it was about 25 minutes to 12. "Fancy a stiff one?" None of us, 16 years old, really knew what he meant. But he disappeared again, and then about 30 minutes later, a butler, wearing a raincoat and his carrying an umbrella and a silver tray with 6 gins and tonics on it, came staggering down the lawn through the rain, and we all stood there in the trench drinking gins and tonics in the rain on the very first day of archaeology in my life, and I've never looked back.